Okay. You know, just talk to the team, and you know, those things that hurt will teach us, hopefully. I mean, this one hurts. You know, there's going to be times, I think, when you look at games when one side of the ball doesn't play very well, and you hope the other side stands up and, you know, takes over for that side that might be struggling a bit. And I thought the offense did that. I thought they did a nice job. I think Blake played very well. I thought the receiving core played well, you know, overall. But defensively, when you score that many points, you need to get stops, and we didn't. We didn't do very good on third down. You know, in the red zone, again, they scored some opportunities there. But overall, tackling. I know that we've had some issues with tackling. I think it showed up again today. Our pressure, we tried some different things. We rushed three, we rushed four, we rushed five, we rushed six. I think one time we rushed seven, trying to find a way to disrupt the quarterback. They did a good job with their protections. I know we got some pressure on them, some sacks, but just not enough to get out of series. And give them credit. I thought they did a nice job with their game plan as far as running the ball, got into some heavy personnel looks and did some good things. And you know, on third down, they were successful.
How much early on could you see that this defense didn't look right today?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't think it was. You know, for me to sit here, I thought that right away in the first half. It just didn't feel like they played the same kind of you know, I didn't think it's fundamentally. We missed some tackles in some games, but I just didn't feel like we were tackling like we were capable. We talked to our team about playing their best, and we weren't playing our best. That was a halftime message. You know, we talk about all the time, hey, you got to be our best. That was not our best. And, you know, in the second half, we came out and got some stops here and there, but just not enough.
That's third and long, just seemed to kill you today.
Yeah. You know, the first one they had third and 12 or whatever, we stopped them. And then we came back and tried to bring some pressure. Last game, we brought a lot of pressure on long distance yardage on him. This year, we kind of mixed it up and tried to change it up. But you're right, he had some time back there and had some open windows. And even the ones they catch, you know, we missed some tackles on the one that went for a touchdown.
Did you see anything on the 87-yard scramble by Mariota?
Yeah, that was one we had a lot of pressure. I think we brought seven. I think there was four in coverage, seven. Again, trying to disrupt him. And he found an open seam there. We had guys coverage and had their backs turned. And then it was a foot race.
Was there anybody who should have kept containing that play, or was it different from that?
I don't know if he got outside. I think he came back up through looked like a B gap. And then made some people miss.
How disheartening is this for you as a head coach? I mean, that was not the New England Patriots.
Right.
That was the 30th ranked offense in the NFL.
Right. It is. And that's what's, it is disheartening when you look at the defense and that we didn't play up to our capabilities. You know, the missed tackles and the third downs and the not getting pressure. I think the rush and cover worked together. And right in this game, it did not work together. You know, when we tried to get some, you know, get some extra guys in coverage, that didn't work. When we tried to apply extra guys in the rush, that wasn't successful. So this team is traditionally, I don't know, went in high 30s or mid 30s for third down. And, you know, at halftime, they were close to 75-80%.
First half, did you consider sending Jason out to kick it when you were down by two? Was it a matter of being down by two and you wanted to tie the game?
Yeah,
or were you disheartened by what Jason?
No, it was more to get back, and I just felt like we talked earlier about, I think we needed some momentum going our way, some energy going our way. I think the chart said not to to go for two there. It said to kick the extra point, but it was on me. I decided to go for two there just to try to stimulate our guys and get the energy back to where, all right, it's tied up. You know, what took place. Let's move on.
Four games left. How limited are you on defense to finding new answers? I mean, you just try and ride it out now?
Well, I think, you know what, we'll take a look at it on film and see what some of the issues were. You know, I don't want to make a snap judgment right now, but we have to find a way. You know, I just know that what took place out there, we're better than what took place.
Very good.
You know, and that's what's tough, because you have a game like that where offensively quarterback plays really well, a high QB rating, no interceptions, five touchdowns, really moved the ball around very well, got the run game going, 6 for 6, I think, in the red zone. You know, all those things, you're going, okay, that's a good sign. You know, and even special teams. I know we missed the two extra points, but I thought our coverage units played pretty good, and protection and punting. So, you know, there's a lot of those things, but, you know, it's hard right now. You know, it's hard to look at that side of it when what just took place.
Myers, three missed point afters in two games. How concerned are you then?
Well, I think we got to look. I, you know, without looking on tape, I know coming back there was one that looked like the snap there's some issue with the snap. So, you know, I need to look at the other two and see.
With A-Rod going over 1,000, did you just see him go see his usual self out there?
Yeah, I did. I thought that, he's been making those plays all year long. So for him to go up and, you know, even the high balls and stuff like that, ability to make plays in tough situations, heighten third downs in the red zone, just very pleased with his progress.
What was the thinking on rushing three that you don't do very often did today?
Well, we did a couple times. Just felt like the first third and 12, I think there was, we rushed three, tried to drop out of coverage, give him a different look, more in the quick game. And, the last third down. They converted was a three-man rush. So we to be honest with you, we tried everything.
Wisniewski's snap, did you like blink and shove it out of the end zone?
Initially it was inside the five right there. You know, if he has a chance to cover it right there and let's go from there, if it was in the end zone, then the safety would have made sense.
Seeing your focus, I know so much talk all week at the red zone, and then you're like 6-6 today offensively.
Yeah, it was excellent. It comes down to, that's what I thought when we looked at the red zone, it wasn't so much scheme. We felt like the scheme was good. It was just really connecting and the timing issues down there in the red zone. It's about timing and tight windows and making plays. And, I know there's a couple plays. Blake extended the play and made some plays. But overall, I just thought we executed better down there.
Do you think the first one sort of like got a little bit of pressure off your back, first red zone touchdown?
I didn't feel that. I didn't feel like, there was a big weight off our shoulders because of that. I think our guys played, were real clear on what we need to do. They see the film and what takes place there and made the necessary adjustments.
TJ, 10 carries in the first half. You feel like you fell behind. Did you like the way he was
run? Yeah, I did. I thought both him and D-Rob, I don't have the stats in front of me, how they did, but I felt like they ran very hard. The offense line did a good job.
4-8 now, a couple losses in a row. How do you think your players respond?
Well, we'll respond. I mean, but this one hurts. I mean, you know, when an offense scores that many points and you have opportunities and listen, we snap the ball over the quarterback's head too. That's not a very good ball either. So you have some things like that show up that keep us in a game like this to come back. There was hope throughout the game. I think our guys, even the goal line stop at the end, that's not the issue with our guys. It's just doing enough good things and tackling well. And the fundamental issues, I think, really popped up this game.
So you don't believe tackling is fundamentals instead of effort? You think everybody's still?
Well, yeah, when you see a guy come down and hit him and come off and, they go, I don't think it's an effort thing. Maybe it's fundamental wrapping up,
Seem to fix one thing and something else pops up, like the red zone works today, then you snap it over the head, you miss PATs.
Yeah, good teams don't do good. Consistently, good teams don't do that, right? So, that's what we gotta. Like I said, I think those things that hurt will teach us. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping this hurts so it teaches us to get those things out of the game. But you're right. Hey, good job taking care of the ball. No turnovers, no interceptions. Threw the ball, 5 touchdowns, 6 for 6. A lot of good things. But we'll find out what the issues are. Try to correct them and then get back on our strengths and keep elevating them. So, we'll get this thing right. We'll get this thing right. Talking to the guys in that room, they understand what took place today. And they're not pleased, with the overall effort. So we'll strap it up and get back to work.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.